Our operations in southern Sudan have been aimed at making sure that when refugees return home after the peace agreement has been signed, that they've got something to come back to. So our concern is that this does not derail the peace process, that things will calm down and that we'll be able to continue our work to make conditions suitable for these refugees to return.
How many people is the UNHCR assisting at this stage?
Well, at this stage, it's difficult to give a precise number because what we're really doing is building an infrastructure there. Several, thousands have returned home already, refugees, who are building their own life before we've really considered that it's suitable for them to come back. So we are providing vocational training and carpentry, car mechanics, things like this, so they can get back on their feet.
You have displaced people in Sudan. You also have refugees. Are you able to outline for us where they are?
The major groups are of refugees, which UNHCR deals with, are in Kenya and in Uganda. There's 204,000 in Uganda. And it's also a complex situation in that while there is a peace process now in southern Sudan, groups such as the Lord's Resistance Army and some inter-ethnic fighting have also been displacing southern Sudanese into Uganda. So it's not an ideal situation there either.
That's the rebel group from Uganda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.